Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with Jay Stu and K Stu.
Hey everybody, it's Jay Stu, and once again, we're here at one of our favorite places in the entire world with our good friend Joel here at Sketchbook Comics. Hey man.
How's it going?
Not too bad, and it was a pretty big week in comics last week.
It was actually pretty huge. There was a lot of stuff.
We got to talk about Forever Evil 7.
Yes.
How awesome was that?
It was pretty awesome.
So much happened.
A ton.
Yeah.
Almost like I feel like they could have tried to squeeze some of it earlier in the series.
Yeah.
There was a few people who just straight up stopped reading it because it was taking so long.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was like 5, 6, 7 is where everything happened.
You're right.
Other issues.
Slow build-up.
Really slow build-up. They could have crammed those together. I think they could have made it 4, maybe 4.5 issues rather than 7. But the final payoff was good. So if anybody stopped reading it, you know, go back, get the issues, get the new stuff, because it was worth it. It was very cool.
Get your hands on 7. I'm excited. New 52 debut of Ted Kord.
Yes.
That always is a favorite exciting. Of mine.
Yeah, I always liked Blue Beetle. And that was one of the pre-52 things that I hated was his death. Right?
Me too,
so,
yeah.
Although I liked the other Blue Beetle, Jaime Reyes.
He's all right.
Very cool character. But yeah, I'm happy to see him back. So that's good. And I really like what they did. It's interesting. The way they've handled Luther is also very interesting.
Yeah.
Did you read Justice League 30?
I have.
Yeah,
actually.
So those books go together. You need to read, like, if you read Forever Evil 7 but didn't read Justice League 30, you should probably just read Justice League 30. Because they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good. And Justice League of America, did you read that one?
I haven't read that one yet. I kind of stopped that one.
It's kind of the lead into Justice League United. Very good way to, like, tie up the story. I think it builds a lot of. There's a lot of character building in that one issue. So if you're just going to read one issue, just read that one. You don't need to read the rest.
Okay, good.
Their storyline during Forever Evil was very, very slow.
Like, that's why I stopped.
Very
yeah.
drawn out. But that last issue builds on the relationship between Manhunter and Stargirl. They build Ollie's character up a little bit. I'm trying to think. Simon Baz. And, you know, there's a little bit about everybody. So it's good. It's really good. And it explains why Justice League United exists. So, I don't know. It's a good week to be a Justice League fan.
Oh, for sure.
You basically get it all. Yeah, but there was a lot of stuff in Forever Evil that I was not expecting. I'm glad that it's done so we can move on with all the other stuff they obviously have planned as the fallout from it. But it was good. It was very good.
Yeah, without spoiling the ending, it seems like they're kind of alluding to another major crossover that might be occurring sometime during down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't deny the setup.
That last page.
It's just more setup, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty bonkers. Same thing with Justice League. Just
oh, yeah. That.
Same thing. Just so much setup. And the new portrayal of Luther is something I think they've kind of always, you know, been leading towards or alluded at, but this really puts it in your face for, you know, this is what Luther wants. This is how he's going to go about getting it. Very Luther way of doing things. But it was good. It was good. I think Luther's always one of those characters that's a little bit better played in the gray zone rather than just a villain.
Mm-hmm.
He's always that villain in the gray zone where he'll just do whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah.
But it was good. Lots of interesting interactions and explanations between the two issues, Justice League and Forever Evil 7.
Yeah, definitely. So those are must-reads.
They are must-reads.
Now, how about the Future's End? Did you manage to catch up on
that
one?
I'm all caught up on Future's End. That book is interesting. It's really tough to say what they're doing.
Yeah.
Their portrayal of Mr. Terrific is a little bit odd to me. He doesn't seem like the Mr. Terrific that everyone knows.
Because
the original Mr. Terrific was based on the, you know, the 1940s or 50s version in the DC universe of Mr. Terrific, the Fair Play, aspect. This character doesn't seem necessarily like that. He seems very self-serving.
Yeah.
And kind of greedy.
Yeah, coming off as a jerk so far.
Coming off like a jerk.
Yeah.
So that in itself is interesting. There's a lot of interesting characters in the book. You know, we've got Grifter going on. King Faraday shows up. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who he's working for. At least I couldn't figure it out. So that's pretty awesome. And then the end of it was not what I was expecting at all.
No.
It was really, really surprised me. Because it was a character I didn't think we'd get into or see or have happen or whatever. Yeah, I don't know what to make of it, to be honest. But I'm enjoying it so far. I look forward to seeing more.
Yeah, it's been a decent read so far.
Yeah.
So another series I want to talk to you about is the Doomed crossover, the Superman titles. Definitely making me feel like a kid again reading this thing.
Yeah, I finally caught up. I read this week's issue. It's cool. Like, not what I was expecting. I like the way they're using Steel in it,
mm-hmm.
because the whole point of Steel in the pre-52... when Superman died in the Doomsday storyline was, you know, he was inspired by Superman, so he builds the armor and, you know, he wants to be like Superman, and he's very much like that. And I'm glad that that's something that they held on to. I like the way that they're handling Doomsday.
Yeah.
You know, a couple tiny spoilers, that the first Doomsday that showed up, that they already fought, defeated or whatever, that was like a baby Doomsday. And that Doomsday just evolved into like these disgusting monsters. And then it's just messing up Superman. It's really cool.
Yeah, they've really handled the character of Steel pretty awesome so far.
Yeah, and like I said, the whole thing so far has been really cool. I'm a little confused with Lois. Lois seems to have more stuff going on than I'd expect. So I don't know what's going on there at all. But I'm looking forward to the whole playout throughout the whole thing. And the fact that they can't seem to, like, no recourse against Doomsday.
Yeah.
Doomsday's unstoppable. The latest issue, though, that Batman-Superman issue, that was awesome.
Fantastic.
Super, super good. I love it when Batman's going toe-to-toe with just characters that are way more powerful. And he still schools them.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Yeah, it's been really good. I can't wait for more. And there's more this week, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm really checking it out, but do we know how long this is going to run for the storyline?
No, I don't. Off the top of my head, I don't.
Okay.
But, like, I remember reading a solicitation for Doomed, number 2, so it's not just a one-shot.
Okay.
I think there's an end book to it.
Okay.
And that may be a couple months away still.
All right.
DC seems to be big into the long storyline payoff stuff, so just hope it keeps...
Yeah,
being good.
Definitely brought me back to some Superman titles I stopped reading a long time ago.
Yep. But I think it must be over before Romita takes over.
I think so, yeah.
So maybe there's only a few more issues, you know, like maybe 6, you know, like one for each title kind of thing, and then the bookend piece to it.
All right.
Because Superman 31 is this week, and then...
And the Romita's in with 32, I think.
So, yeah, probably one more month of books, which is perfect.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
By spreading it out between them all and getting it all done, you get it out of the way, and what looks like a pretty epic storyline. So.
Yeah, definitely. What else have you been reading this week?
Original Sin. That's it's been interesting. I don't know what to make of the book. Jason Aaron's pulling in some really oddball characters. So, I like the murder mystery aspect of it. There wasn't enough of that in the second issue. A lot of fighting. And a lot of weirdness.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure. Saga, the latest issue of Saga was really good. The Image book. Trying to think of what else I read. I read so much Justice League and Superman. It feels like that was everything.
Me too.
Batman Eternal. Batman Eternal was really good. That book's been well done. And Future's End. Did we talk about Future's End already?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Oh, and Spider-Man. I read both the first two issues of the new Spider-Man book. I didn't like the first one so much, but the second one really kind of turned it around. That seemed a little bit better.
Yeah.
Especially for someone who hadn't read the ones before, some wacky stuff happened to Peter when Doc Ock was in charge.
Yeah, I like that there's ramifications and they're building on that.
Yep. Like, Doc Ock's girlfriend was his lab assistant. And I'm just like, oh, I never thought that would happen. I figured he would have just stayed with Mary Jane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't read the book, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Like the previous books. I didn't read the Superior Spider-Man stuff, so I don't know why he wasn't still with Mary Jane. And, you know, he gets into a fight with Cap, and because Cap knew something but didn't tell Peter, and you know, Peter's basically been gone for like a year or whatever, and he's all confused, and it makes for an interesting storyline. That's actually been a lot better than I was expecting, because I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan, but all the Spider-Man fans, if you're not reading it, they should be, because it is Spider-Man true and true with, you know, this wacky side life that he didn't know he had because he was gone for a year thrown in. So that works out really well.
Did you read the Amazing Spider-Man, I think it was 1.1?
No.
Okay.
I didn't read that. Is that the retelling?
Yeah, they're kind of building on the origin once again.
I don't need to read that. No. I know where Spider-Man came from.
There you go.
I'm old at this point.
I was reading the postings on the Sketchbook Facebook group, and I see that you're not impressed with the fact Edgar writes off Ant-Man.
No, that super bummed me out. I was really looking forward to it because of him.
For sure.
Either way, I'm looking forward to it, but because of him and, you know, the way he handled Scott Pilgrim, and the way the last part of his trilogy, The World's End.
Yeah.
Really like both those movies. I really think they had a lot of fun action for non-action movies. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of felt that he'd be able to bring that to Ant-Man with the right level of humor, right level of action, and bring us, you know, this fully formed thing that we'd want to watch. I don't know what that means, the creative differences between him and Marvel. Yeah, and either Marvel wanted him to be too funny, or they wanted to make it too serious.
But he'd been developing it since 2006, I read.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be worried about the where that movie's going to go because of it. Now, it said that it was amicable, so
okay.
At least that's, you know what I mean, it's not like you were fired. But they probably came to an agreement, and he said, you know, I don't want to do this. And they're like, well, we don't want you to do that. How about we both go our separate ways? Sounds good. Here's some money. Go away. That's probably how it happened,
yeah,
right?
Probably.
He probably got paid for whatever, and that's that. And now maybe you can go make something extra awesome somewhere else. So.
Well said.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, and what's coming out this week? What are you looking forward to? What can you recommend? Because I forgot to look at the list.
Well, this week we're going to get Doomed in Superman 31. What else? The wrap-up to the Forever Evil stuff that's been running in Suicide Squad, which has actually been super interesting, because the Suicide Squad went for, like, OMAC, because OMAC's the one-man army corps.
Yeah.
Even in the new 52, he's an unstoppable killing machine. So I'm interested to see where that plays out, because that's a character that I loved always. The new 52 one is really neat. Not the same as he was, but he's really neat. So I want to see where that goes. We've also got last issue of the Lucas draft.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
I'm very excited for that, to see how that finishes out. I kind of hope, it's obviously not going to happen, but I really hope that they could build off that and then do an Empire and a Jedi version of it as well, even though there wouldn't have been anything written for it.
Yeah.
Just carry on those characters, you know, in this weird alternate Star Wars timeline that I think is really cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
My only problem with it is the Wookiees look really goofy. They have these giant bug eyes, and Han Solo looks like Swamp Thing. But other than that, I think that looks awesome. We've got Wolverine number 7. I'm looking forward to that. Red Lanterns 31, because I can't get enough Red Lanterns. Supergirl, because she's a Red Lantern. Even her book ties into it now, and those books have been better, because everything's better with a Red Lantern in it. For super exciting books, I think that's all of it, for me at least.
Okay.
There is a book coming out, Dr. Spectre. I think that's coming out from Dynamite. That book actually looks really, really good. It's going to be one of those books that's under-ordered by everybody as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a copy, go and get it right away. Because it won't be around after that. And Cowl. It's a book coming out from Image. It's about like a superhero union, sort of.
Oh, okay.
It looks very, very good. And Batman Eternal number 8. I think that's it.
Okay, some good stuff to check out this week. Well, thanks once again, man. Again, we appreciate it.
No problem.
And everyone, come down to Sketchbook Comics. Check it out. Great people here, great deals, and you'll be glad you did it.
All right. Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.